I promised myself I wouldn't cry. So I'm going to try very hard.
Judy Grinnell was overwhelmed with joy standing on the banks of the Hoosic River in North Adams. In 2008, Grinnell and about 30 others started what has become the Hoosic River Revival Coalition, hoping to help the city reclaim its lost waterway. This summer, Governor Deval Patrick signed an environmental bond bill that included nearly $9 million for the project. Now, $500,000 of that has been released for Phase 1. Here's Grinnell.
Thanks to our state government leaders, we have adequate funds to begin the restoration of the South Branch from Foundry Road through to the Sons of Italy. The South Branch incorporates all of the primary goals highlighted by the community, from a healthy river with economic development opportunities to 21st century flood protection and coordination with the other public-private endeavors going on in the city.
This round of money will be used to craft a design for 1 mile of the river that flows north into downtown North Adams, building upon conceptual drawings. Bike paths, kayak launches, and recreation areas are some of the ideas being floated. In some areas, access to the river is hampered by rocky banks and 60-year-old concrete flood control walls. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright.
The project is both timely and critical as we continue to see the age of our flood control work against us, as several portions of the walls have collapsed or are in danger of doing so.
The coalition expects to pick a designer in December. A study from Williams College Center for Creative Community Development estimates a revitalized river will have a nearly $14 million economic impact on Berkshire County, $12.5 million of that to be felt in North Adams and surrounding towns. Massachusetts Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Mary Griffin attended the announcement on behalf of the Patrick administration. Her agency helped remove Briggsville Dam on the Hoosick's North Branch in 2012, the largest dam removal in state history.
And our Division of Ecological Restoration is very excited to be part of an urban river restoration project here in North Adams because it engages a diverse group of people. It brings them and draws them to the river, and it provides a great economic benefit to a city like North Adams. So we are very excited about this work.
In January, Republican Charlie Baker will take over for Democratic Governor Patrick, who did not seek a third term. Democratic State Senator Ben Downing of Pittsfield says the new administration will need to authorize the release of the remaining bond money.
You know, I think after we get the designs back from this stage, we'll have more of a work product to go to whoever is the next Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs and make the case to them. But I think it's pretty clear that this is the type of project that any administration is going to support. It's an economic development project. It's a local infrastructure project. You heard the mayor talk about the fact that this isn't a matter of just picking up this project at will, but rather the old infrastructure is falling into the river in some places now. And it's about how we improve it moving forward while continuing to protect the community.
The Hoosic River Revival is expected to create more than 100 temporary jobs. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.